Hello, Ambit Nation. This is National Consultant Richard Amoydo. So glad that you guys decided to join us on the call tonight, Invest in Your Business. We've got a great guest speakers on our call tonight. So it's going to be definitely get your pen and paper out. As always, we'll have the recording of this call available on topambitleaders.com, which is Brian McClure's website that hosts all these calls. So you'll be able to get access to the recording usually on that website sometime Tuesday, but a lot of you do record on your own and pass them out through your teams and put them on social media and stuff. That's completely fine. Just know you've always got a backstop of it being there at topambitleaders.com, and there's tons of other training that's available on that site as well. But I'm super excited to have this call. It's an interesting time of year. You know, we're just coming down to the final weeks of this year, and I know you know the company's obviously put some promotions out there that are running from now until January 11th, right up until the night before simulcast starts on January 12th. And so I highly recommend that you take full advantage of that, get as many people as you can in your business so you can have new people going to simulcast with you, taking full advantage of the promotions and the announcements that they're going to be releasing on January 12th. If you're not familiar with what simulcast is, as people were announcing themselves on the call tonight, you know, just know that that is our first big event that we do every year. It's our kickoff event that our co-founders promote, and straight from the corporate office, where we'll have Chris Chambliss up in Hartford, Connecticut, Jerry Thompson, our CEO, down in Texas, down in the Woodlands, and those are the only two live venues that we do, but everything else is done online. So if you literally cannot drive or fly or get to one of those live locations, then you can still attend the event and receive the attendee-only promotions. But each and every year that we've done simulcast, it gets better and better. The announcements get better. And I always look forward to it because it just starts the year off right, where we get to hear from our co-founders casting vision for the year. And, you know, for my wife and I, just coming back from Japan a few weeks ago, it's been a fast 2018, and I think 2019 is probably going to start off pretty fast with these announcements and promotions that are going to be running. So just trying to get a little bit of rest in right now, but glad you guys are on the call. Like I said, we've got a fantastic special guest tonight, and you know, this couple has been just dynamic in Ambit, and we've got to spend some personal time with them. We've been on some five-star trips with them. And I love being around them. And they've got, I'm not going to steal their thunder because there's actually some pretty exciting things that have happened in their business lately, even though they've been mostly traveling on cruises, it seems like. I have to catch him when he's in one port or the next. But, you know, executive consultants, Tony and Diana Procopio, have been just incredible leaders in the Connecticut area and expanding their business throughout the Northeast and New England areas. And I know that you're going to get some extreme value from what they've done in their business. And Tony has a wealth of knowledge also as it pertains to the industry of network marketing as well. So that he chose Ambit to be that financial vehicle for his family says a lot. So if you guys would please help me welcome executive consultants Tony and Diana Procopio. Tony, Diana, y'all there?
We're here, Richard. How are you?
We're here.
Well, that's good. I'm so glad to have you guys on the call.
It's great to be here, Richard, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. You know, it's you and Mary are two of our favorite people in the whole world, and we love spending time with you as well. And it's been a whirlwind the last 6.5 years in Ambit Energy. So we're more excited now than we've ever been, and you know, looking to continue to take it to the next level.
I understand. So you guys have been busy doing a little bit of traveling, it looks like.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, headed down, tried to get to the Cayman Islands for the second time, ended up getting diverted because of fog and going to Cozumel. it was tough. Oh, it was really rough.
Go ahead. It's funny because you know, before we found Ambit Energy, we figured it out after we joined. We hadn't been on a vacation anywhere or taken time off from our careers at that time for, I believe it was somewhere around 600 weeks in a row.
That's 11 years for people who can't do the math real quick.
So it was a year. And it's been, you know, Ambit has definitely changed our lives and given us some time freedom to do the things that we want to do and spend time together and you know, bring other people along with us. So it's been a big blessing in our lives.
Absolutely. That's awesome. So, you know, over the next several weeks, we're doing on this call, we're featuring people that have been featured in the Success from Home magazine. And so obviously people can read a little bit about your story there. And you kind of touched a little bit on it, life before Ambit Energy, but kind of tell us just a little bit about your background, Tony, and your background, Diana, just kind of like what you were doing for years and what you were looking for and, you know, why Ambit became the right thing at the right time for you guys.
Okay, yeah, well, at that time, Richard, so we'd, you know, my background was as an IT recruiter. I'd been running my own business as an IT recruiter for about 15 years or so. Before Ambit Energy found us, and you know, at that time it was 2012, and it was a tough situation. The job market was tough. Diana was working 60 hours a week or more in a home daycare business, and I was working about 60 to 70 hours a week as an IT recruiter. But at that time, you know, jobs had disappeared. It was really tough, and people were pulling their kids out of the daycare business as well. So, you know, if your job is to go and help people get jobs and the jobs disappeared, then it's very difficult to make money. So I ended up working harder than I ever had for a number of years. And, you know, we had network marketing experience in our background. So, you know, we knew the power of network marketing. We'd been in a product-based business before, and we put a ton of effort into that business, full-time effort. And it really didn't pan out the way that we wanted to. So, you know, at that time, it was our friend Bill, our plumber, a neighborhood friend, and, you know, we've known him for years. He asked us to take a look at Ambit Energy, basically by dropping, I call it a drive-by. He was basically, you know, dropped off a magazine and, you know, had me take a look at the business and asked me for my opinion. And Diana was there, and, you know, she decided to kind of help me out in taking a look at it, and I'll let her take over from there.
Yeah, Richard. It's really ironic, you know, because I had started my daycare business because I didn't want to have a boss, but I ended up being a slave to that job. So when Bill showed up, and we knew he was in network marketing just because we had gotten him into another network marketing company beforehand, so we knew it was coming to our door, and Tony was saying, oh, I'm just going to write a check and buy whatever he's selling, and I said, no, Tony, you have to check it out, and make sure Bill's not going to lose his shirt and that this is a legit company that he can really make money with, you know. So that's where we were when he came to the door.
So I had researched it, Richard, and, you know, we watched the video 6 times in 6 hours, and I really went to town on it for my friend Bill. I was trying to poke a hole in the compensation plan and do whatever I could to stop him from doing something that would be bad for his family. And, you know, in the process of doing professional research on Ambit Energy and spending about 4 hours doing that for my friend, you know, I found out that Ambit was actually – at that point, it was the highest-rated company that I had ever looked at on my metric as a professional recruiter and a professional researcher of companies. So I really got my attention at that point, and that's when we kind of knew that we had something that we could dig our teeth into and really, you know, make it work for ourselves. So at that point, I didn't even care if Bill was successful at it or not. We were kind of just going to do it anyway. So that's how we got started. It was a plumber dropping off a magazine and running away after he dropped it off. And lucky for him, he followed up with us. And you know, we got started.
Well, that's awesome. I'm sure Bill's a very, very happy man these days. You know, in my experience, you know, Mary and I have been with the company now just a little over 12 years. And, you know, my experience is that people have two dates in their Ambit business. They have the date they join, and they have the date that they actually start their business. In our case, it was we joined in September of 2006, but we didn't start our business till about April of 2007. So what was that for you guys as far as what was the moment, you know, you realized Ambit was it for you guys?
Oh, yeah. Well, like Tony said, we watched the video 6 times, and I looked at him and I said, we don't have to keep getting new customers. We don't have to keep selling a product every month to make a residual. I said, we get the customer one time and we're going to get the residual forever. I said, this is a no-brainer. Now, so Tony, if you tell me that this company is legit, I think we need to do this. So right off the bat, we were in. We were totally in and got started immediately.
Yeah, and Richard, when we say we were totally in for 2 to 3 hours a week. So that was our time commitment right out of the gate.
That's all the time
we had. Yeah, we were scraping together whatever little pieces of time that we had. It was never, we didn't even ever have an hour of time to actually spend on the business. I remember one of the ways that we carved some time out of our schedules, because when you're both working 60, 70 hours a week and you have a busy family life and you're involved in all kinds of other, activities, it was very difficult to find that time. But one of the things we did was we found a grocery delivery service, because we realized that we were spending about 2 to 3 hours a week going to the grocery store and buying groceries and pushing a cart around, lifting the stuff out of the cart onto a belt, putting it back in the cart, then putting it into the car, then lifting it out of the car, bringing it into the house, all that. And we realized there's just no glory in grocery shopping. So we found 2.5 hours per week by subscribing to a grocery delivery service, and that's actually what we used to start our business. That's where we got the time. We carved it out wherever we could, and every nook and cranny that we had, we were in the business, but we literally said to ourselves, we had network marketing experience in the past, and we knew that every moment that we spent building this business would pay us down the road so much more than anything else that we could put our time into, that we realized we had to find the time. Even if it was 5 minutes here, 2 minutes there, 10 minutes here, we stitched together 2 to 3 hours a week, and we got started right out of the gate. So that's what it was. And as we started to buy our time back, we made a little bit of money that first month. And per hour, if you looked at it and compared it to our jobs that we were doing, we were actually making more money per hour in Ambit Energy on a part-time basis. So it's pretty easy to figure out if you're making more money on a part-time basis than you do on a full-time basis hourly. It's pretty easy to figure out that you need to kind of shift your time and your focus. And that's what we did. We slowly bought our time back. And it was, like Diana said, it was a no-brainer right out of the gate. We were in about 6 or 7 hours after we found out what Ambit Energy was. We got in and we never looked back.
That's incredible. There were just some, two really great nuggets in there, which is, you guys started your business with what you had to work with. So often we hear people say, I don't have time. You can find time. Everyone's got a little bit of time, but then you guys look to see where could you buy some time from other places, things that really didn't require your attention, like grocery shopping. So right off there, you doubled your possible amount of hours you could put in your Ambit business on a weekly basis, and certainly wish more people would do that so that they could actually start to get more fruit from their labor like you guys were doing. So, kind of when you look back, you had 6 years in the business, and you look backwards a little bit. What do you know now that you wish you would have known when you got started, or during that first year? What do you wish you could have known differently?
That's a great question. Any time I think about kind of like if I could go back in time and do it all over again, the one thing that always pops up in my mind is, that I wish I could have had more exposures to the business, like have more people take a look at the business faster, compress the time a little bit more. So, looking back, it's like, armed with the advantage of hindsight, I would say that we would do, if we went back in time and started over again, we would actually do a lot more in-home grand opening meetings as opposed to one-on-one, meet for coffee presentations. Like we would still do both because you need to do both, but I would definitely skew the amount of in-home grand openings that we would have done right out of the gate, because we really didn't get started doing that until, you know, really it was a couple years after, I mean, on a consistent basis, it was a couple years after we started the business that we really started focusing on that. But if I look at it, you know, having 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 or 15 people take a look at it all at once in somebody's home is just so much more profitable for your time and so much more of a success ratio with people, because people tend to follow people. When one does something, the rest of them do it. So that's what happens at the grand openings and in-home meetings. So that's what we would do, is we would focus that. I mean, spend, you know, in 2 hours of time or 2 to 3 hours of total time driving there, doing the in-home meeting, and coming back, you can show the plan to 5, 10, 15, 20 people. So the numbers are just astronomical compared to, you know, one at a time. I think about it this way. You know, if you wanted to cook some popcorn, would you want to throw the whole bag into the oil in the pan, or would you just throw one kernel in? And that's kind of how it is with in-home presentations versus one-on-ones. Now, there's a time for all of them, but that's what we would do, is spend more time doing that.
Yeah, it's great. You might be in a market where you've got a weekly business presentation. You know, it happens on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Thursday, or what have you, but that's just one opportunity to get somebody out to the business. But yeah, I mean, you can schedule a home meeting multiple times a week with multiple different consultants, and you know, the ease of doing home meetings is so easy. You know, we don't have any product that we got to set up a table at someone's house or anything like that. So yeah, I fully agree with you on the home meetings, because that's where we've certainly, anytime that we have leaders that are doing that, you know, that leg is growing. There's no question about it. But if they're just waiting on that one business presentation a week, they're going to go a little slower than they'd like, for sure.
Absolutely.
So what would you guys say has been your greatest challenge, and how did you overcome it? And maybe there's been a couple, but, you know.
Yeah, well, one of the greatest challenges for me, Richard, is actually speaking on calls like this, or speaking in public at all. It's very daunting to me. I've become a little more comfortable with it over time. But still, I struggle. I still break out in a sweat, but I make myself do it because, you know, the more people I know in the audience, the more comfortable I become. So, you know, sooner or later, I'm going to get over this thing.
Richard, I would say for me, I would say that the biggest challenge that I've had in this business, because it's so good, the business is so good. All of the pieces of a successful business, of a successful network marketing company, are already here. And so the only thing that a person needs to do is just plug into the system and then have some regular activity. It doesn't have to be, you know, 20 hours a week. It could be just an hour a week. But as long as someone has consistent activity, 1, 2, 3 hours a week, over the course of time, 1, 2, 3 years down the road, they're going to have a big business. And so the thing that I struggle with the most is I tend to want it for people more than they do, because I know what we have our hands on. And, you know, it can be disappointing at times. You know, I've heard people say that the best part about the business is that we work with people. But on the flip side of that coin is the worst part about this business is that we work with people. You know, because it's kind of like, you know, if the person could just do it, you know, do what we say or just follow the system, it would be so simple for them.
And stick to it.
Yeah, so that's been my biggest challenge, is the disappointment that you get, you know, from knowing that people can do it, because people will disappoint you. You know, they'll come charging out of the gate, and then next thing you know, they won't be there. And you just have to be ready for that. You have to be ready for people. They're at all different stages in their lives and all different challenges going on and all different, you know, levels of motivation and, you know, desire and all those things. So, you know, when it matches up, it's magic. But that's been my biggest challenge, is kind of disciplining the disappointments in the business and knowing that we're going to get them up front, but still working like we're not going to get them. If that makes sense. That's kind of how we do this and how we've kind of overcome that hurdle.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you'll deal with disappointment, and yeah, it's a volunteer army, and that's great, and it's also can be bad sometimes too. And you know, I think as leaders, the thing that we make the biggest mistake on is spending too much time with the wrong person. Not that they're a bad person; it's just that they don't see it. They don't see it like we see it. So that's a super nugget right there for someone, especially if you're a senior consultant working on trying to get to EC or EC going to NC, no doubt. So, you know, recently you guys have had some, you know, just some really, really exciting growth. 5-star points have shot through the roof. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about what's going on in the past couple of months with your business?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's fun. I'll tag on to what you just said. You know, spending time with the wrong people is, if you spend time with the wrong people, you know, you're just going to crash and burn. So when you start spending time with the right people, it's a completely different scenario, and that's what's happened with our business over the past, you know, several months. Is we kept doing what everybody's going to have ups and downs in their business. You're going to go through cycles, and you just have to work the same all the time. If you just keep working, and you just keep working, and you just keep asking people to take a look. You know, I remember when I was at a big event in another network marketing business, and this guy came out. It was in like the 1990s, and he came out. He's one of the top leaders. He's making more than $100,000 a month in the business, and there was about, I don't know, 10 or 15,000 people at this arena, and he had everyone submit questions to answer up on stage. Can you imagine, like at an Ambition type event? And I was like, wow, they're going to actually answer questions at an arena full of people. And I remember him taking out the questions one at a time out of this big box, and he would read the question. It would be like, well, I can't get this person to show up at a meeting. And that was the problem they were having. And his answer was, well, you need to go sponsor someone else. And so then the next question came out, and it said, well, I can't keep my customers, or I can't get anybody to sit down and have coffee with me. And all he would do is say, go sponsor somebody else. And then the question came up and said, my business is going so great, it's incredible. I really don't have any questions. This is the most amazing thing I've ever been in. And the guy said, here's what you need to do. That's great. You need to go sponsor somebody else. And so it didn't matter what question came up, the answer to it was go sponsor someone else. And that is the fix-all in this business. And so Diana and I always just go, we keep sponsoring other people. So when we do that, you know, new people come into the business. And if you're asking people when you sit down with them, one of the keys that has led us to what's happened just in the last couple months is that everybody we sat down with over the last year and a half, every single person we sat down with, we built a mini memory jogger type names list. I call it a board of directors. And we actually do that with everybody we sit down with. And we try to find out who are the top five people that they know in their lives. And as far as motivation level, as far as influence, as far as spheres of influence, or you know, the way they interface with people, just all the different facets of looking for the best people you can find in someone's sphere of influence. And so by sitting down and doing that, we would get referrals from people, if you want to just call it that, referrals. We'd get someone who referred us to someone else who referred us to someone who referred us to, you know, somebody that joined our team a few months ago and was X Games qualified, you know, to network with us and build the business. And a very influential, you know, person who came aboard.
18 months.
Yep. We were just working and working and working, and you know, you'll eventually hit what you're looking for. And this guy, Ed, joined our team, and I think he went, you know, what took us 3.5 years, it took us 3.5 years to go from start to executive consultant. And I think he did that in like a month, a little over a month, 35 or 36 days. And it was just insane. And it's been a whirlwind. But and all he does is the same thing. He looks for the same exact people. Who are the best people that you know? I mean, we're going to show everybody, but let's start with the best. And that's where it is. It's kind of like that, you know, I think of it like the oxygen mask on a plane. Like the steward, the flight attendants will say to you, you know, if in the event of an emergency, if your oxygen masks come down, you have to put your oxygen mask on yourself, and then you can go and help the other people. Well, it's like that in this business, because if you want to be successful in this business, you have to go and find the best people you can find up front to make yourself successful as fast as you can, so that you can then help everyone, no matter what their level is. And that's the difference. That's what's been going on in our business, is we've worked on sponsoring at our level and above, and helping our teams sponsor at their level and above. Because if they just, you know, start and say, well, you know, I come in, I'm a 9 out of 10 on the influence scale, well, I can go find an 8. And then the 8 goes and finds a 7, and I could do a whole seminar on that, and by the time you're through a few referral levels, all of a sudden you're bringing in the worst possible people you can find. And that's not how Ambit Energy works. You know, we help everyone at a certain time, but you got to start out right out of the gate looking for the best people and, you know, going after people that, you know, what we say is we tell people after I show somebody the plan, I always ask them the same exact question, or even before, but I like to do it right after. I say, who's the least likely person to ever do this? Like the busiest person that has no time, lots of kids, you know, is so wealthy they would never ever need Ambit Energy. They would never do it in a million years. Who is that person? And that's how we started, that we look for the best. And I remember after simulcast, or right before simulcast in 2015, in 2014, December, so it was about this time, 4 years ago, I remember asking that question to a gentleman named Mario Marini, who's a senior consultant on our team working toward executive right now. And I asked him that question. He owned a restaurant, was very busy, and I said, who's the most successful person you know that has no time, lots of kids, doesn't need money, and, you know, knows lots of people and would never in a million years do Ambit Energy? And he said, oh, that'd be this guy, Nick. And I said, what does Nick do? Well, he's an insurance agent. He owns a whole bunch of things. He's probably one of the wealthiest, most successful people I know. He would never do this thing in a million years. And so I said to Mario, I said, hey, Mario, why don't you text him and tell him that I want to buy him coffee or buy him lunch at your restaurant? I'm going to buy him lunch at your restaurant. All you have to do is text him and let him know that I'll give him a call. And he did it. And I called up Nick, and the next day this guy Nick joined that team. And over the next 35 or 40 days, he brought 600 consultants onto that team. So it's just, you have to go and start with the best is the point, and reach as high as you can within your sphere of influence and help other people do the same thing. And that's what's happening now in our business.
You know, that is great advice. And it kind of covers already the answer to my next question, but I'm going to go ahead and just kind of tag on what you said there, because I think if people really, really understood our compensation plan, the 7 levels of residual. I know everyone gets focused on the RC quarters, you know, SC quarters and so forth, and they get focused on the bonuses, you know, as an RC or as an SC through unlimited levels and all that. But if you really just print off the slide from the presentation and mounted that 7 levels, you know, on your bathroom mirror, in your car, your screensavers, whatever it is, and just really look at that, you would understand the power of that 7 levels, and you will get to that 7 level number that we display, whether it's the Northeast numbers or, you know, the Texas numbers. You'll get there so much quicker if you do exactly what you just told them to do, which is go bring on your best people, and you will grow a business. And if you're concerned, you know, scarcity, well, what about my next best people for what I promote or this or whatever it is? Listen, you're going to have to trust that you're going to find people to build, that you're going to be able to build your business with, just like we have over the years, you over 6 years, us over 12 years. You're just going to have to trust that you're going to consistently meet new people that are going to be right for your business, whatever rank you're at. But I would strongly encourage people, definitely print off that 7 levels and have it with you and focus on it, going like, who am I putting in this slot today? Who am I putting there tomorrow? And build out that 7 levels, and you'll get there quicker with the right people. That's awesome. So just, you know, real quick, I guess, you know, we've got simulcast coming up, and a lot of people, you know, obviously they see stuff about it. You guys have had some interesting, you know, experiences, whether it is coming out of simulcast over the years. Just kind of share with people the importance and why and the difference it's made for you guys, but why is it so important for them?
Yeah, well, that simulcast, first of all, simulcast really is what put us on the map with our business. I remember it was 2014 December, and it's kind of like history is repeating itself all over again, because in that month, in that year, you know, we found out from Ray Monty about maybe a couple weeks before simulcast was coming up that Ambit Energy was about to make some of the biggest announcements, or the biggest announcement in the history of the company. And it was going to happen at simulcast, and it was going to happen for attendees only. And there were going to be some attendee-only bonuses and types of announcements that were coming out. We didn't know what it was, and at the time, you know, we'd been in the business for about 2.5, almost 3 years, and you know, we had, I look back and I said, we had about 190 consultants on our team as senior consultants, and in our senior code, we had one senior consultant in our business, in our senior code. So we were basically four senior consultants away from going to EC after 3 years in the business. And we had 190 consultants on our team. And at that time, when I found out that this announcement was coming up, we got excited about that. And we actually recognized what was going to happen, while a lot of other people didn't recognize what was going to happen. They heard the same announcement, but they didn't do anything. They didn't take any action. So what we did is we got into high-level activity action. We called every single one of those 190 consultants on our team, every single one of them, within 2 weeks, and had a conversation with every single one of them. It was the same conversation over and over and over again. We found out where they were. Some of them were dead in the water, hadn't been doing anything. Others were brand new. So it ranged the whole gamut. But we called every one of them, and we educated them about what was about to happen, that some of the biggest announcements in the history of the company are coming up. And if you get focused on this, and you start bringing people onto your team and get them to simulcast right now over the next few weeks. I mean, we've got, you know, almost a month until simulcast. And we know right now in 2018 that January 2019, so it's December 2018, we have about a month. We know that some of the biggest announcements in the history of this company are going to happen. Again, history repeating itself. So we got busy. We had 20 people that were registered for simulcast when we heard about that announcement. But by the time simulcast happened, we had 140 people attend that event. So in the last 2 weeks before simulcast of 2015, we went from 20 people registered to 140 out of 190 that were on our team. And what happened was there were some new people and some people who were already existing consultants, but mainly it was some new people that had come in the last month before that event. They got to that event, and they exploded out of that event because of the excitement, the enthusiasm, the announcements, the bump in pay that came out of all the different announcements that came out. And what happened was our team, now, because we put the effort in before the event, okay, the time to get focused on simulcast is not on January 12th this year. It's now. And get everybody registered and let them know what was going on and find out what they want and show them how they can get it. So we did that with everyone, got those 140 people there, and over the next 6 weeks after that simulcast event, we went from 190 consultants on our team to 1,190 consultants on our team. And we ended up in 6 weeks getting four more senior consultants across the finish line to senior or regionals to senior, and we ended up going executive consultant. We ended up getting on a 5-star trip, and it propelled our business forward in an incredible way. And we're doing the same thing again right now. We know what's going to happen. It's been out there. Every single person knows that it's going to happen. There are going to be people like that were just like us. Our biggest weekly check before simulcast of 2015, after 3 years in the business, was $775. We went from making $775 to making $7,000 in weeks on end as senior consultants in this business because we got focused in the 2 weeks before that event. So right now it's 4 weeks before that event, and we are laser focused on doing the same thing. We are having everybody on our team contact everybody else on our team. We're going in and doing as many as we possibly can. We'll probably call 600 people ourselves personally over the next 30 days up until simulcast. And that's what you do. That's how you get ahead of steam. That's how you get the plane to launch at 100%, to come off the runway at 100%, full capacity, full throttle. Not, you know, a plane doesn't take off at 95% or 90%. It takes off with 100%. That pilot pushes that throttle all the way to the maximum until they get up to cruising speed. And then they cruise for a little while, then they do it again when the next big event comes up. That's what we're doing right now, and that's why I'm so excited about what's happening with Simulcast 2019, because it's history repeating itself. There are going to be people on our team, on Richard, on your team. There are going to be people on all the different teams all over Ambit Energy that take advantage of it like we did in 2015. And they're going to have the same thing happen. And it's just because they got focused and excited and got the word out to everybody and took no excuses from people. Said, you know, I remember calling up a guy and I was like, hey, listen, you know, I don't know what's been going on in your life these days. I haven't seen you in a while. Last time we spoke was what, three or four months ago, and you know, you said you had to get rid of that job because it was killing you, and you were never, ever, ever going to get where you needed to go. So I called him up and I said, so in the last 3 or 4 months, I figure I haven't heard from you. You must have found something that got you everything that you wanted in life, and that's why I haven't heard from you. So what is it? What's been going on? What happened? You must be going, you know, I mean, you must be so happy right now. And he just totally laughed at me. He's like, oh, it's worse than it was then. And I said, if it's worse than it was then, and you know now what's about to come up, let's get focused and move forward. And, you know, that guy went from a marketing consultant in our business to a senior consultant very quickly after that simulcast event. So people are out there, they're hurting, they're looking for something, they're talking. At this time of the year, I talk to people about, how did this year go for you? Do you want next year to be better than this year? People start looking at what they earned this year compared, you know, what they're going to earn next year. They look back and they ponder what happened in their lives, and they want to make changes. And most of the people are either want to lose weight or make money. And we've got the way for them to make money. And if they're really busy working the business, they won't have as much time to, you know, sit down and eat so much, and they might lose weight as well. So it's there for the taking right now. And, you know, that's what happens when people get focused on it. I took it from Ray Monty. He told me in 2014, December, that it was going to happen. He told me again right now this year, and I'm taking his word for it. He said it's going to be a life-changing event, as big or bigger than what happened at Simulcast 2015, and it's going to happen in Hartford and in Houston and, you know, streaming all over the country. So we're focused on that. I know that's a really long, winded, you know, response, Richard, and I'm taking way too much time, but we are so, so excited about what's coming up for everybody in Ambit Energy that stays focused.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we're all on pins and needles. I mean, you know, it's the bad thing about it is that we still got to wait another 4 or so weeks, right? But, yeah, you know, it's anytime there's been that buzz, those rumors, things going around, it's never been a disappointment. You know, for some of you, this is going to be your first simulcast. For a lot of you, it's going to be, you know, multiple simulcasts in. But it is something that we are all looking forward to. And, yes, best piece of advice you could be giving people right now is call people that are in your downline. Help them get registered. Help them plant their flag in the future, so they actually know where they're going to be January 12th. I promise you, come around, I guess it'll be about 5 o'clock, maybe 6 o'clock Central Time, maybe 7 o'clock Eastern Time, whenever that the final curtain closes on simulcast, there's going to be a lot of regrets for people that didn't attend or that they didn't watch online as an attendee. So there is going to be some regrets. And I've always wanted to basically put things in a way that I'm going to take as much effort and action and put myself in the right position to where I don't have to regret anything. And I would encourage you guys to do the exact same thing and help the people on your team get themselves planted for 2019. The best way to do it is have them go to events.ambitenergy.com, and you can even do it for them. You can even help them get registered. If they're driving down the road or if they're parked somewhere or whatever it is, they can get you your credit, give them credit card. Don't ever use your credit card. users, and you can actually sign them up and help them get registered if they're just too darn busy to get that done. But get it done, because they're leaving money on the table with this current promotion now anyway, and they're going to leave a lot more on the table come the end of simulcast. So take full advantage of that. Tony and Diana, so glad to have you guys on the call tonight. I mean, there's tons of nuggets. I hope people took notes. If they're going to, you know, replay it or push it out to their teams, the link will be made available on topambitleaders.com. And those of you that have already recorded it, push it out to your teams, have them listen to it, because there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of meat in this call, and you've heard from a lot of experience, and there's a lot of wisdom in this call as well. So, you know, you guys have been awesome. We've enjoyed spending time with you and getting to know you guys. And I'm excited about the years to come, because I know there's just more memories to create together. But more importantly, I know you guys are excited about the lives you guys get to have a small impact, and some of them even a big impact in changing. And that's what makes you guys great leaders in Ambit. And we're very grateful and very blessed to have you guys in this company.
Thanks, Richard. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And go out there and get it. Get it. Make up your mind and just go get it, guys.
Hey, Richard, you know, I really appreciate you having us on the call. It's an honor to be on the call and to be invited onto the call. And I want to thank you and Mary for really, I mean, stepping up and taking over this call and just making it, you know, what it is, and continuing the traditions and, you know, ramping it up at the same time. So I really, really appreciate it. I know what goes into doing this, and that it's a long-term commitment. And, you know, we just want to thank you guys personally for doing that, because you're impacting our teams at the same time. So I want to wish you guys the happiest of holidays. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and, you know, we'll see you real soon. We appreciate you having us on.
Thanks, guys. We love y'all. All right, guys, I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line so everyone can say a very nice goodbye to Tony and Diana Procopio. Hang tight, please.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.